Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Cross-pollination. I keep a folder. Well, I keep two. One is the What Were You Thinking folder, filled with the worst, most bizarre, beyond ridiculous submissions I've received since going into casting in 2003. I'm not going to talk about that folder. I've actually even stopped bringing it out when people who've heard of it come over and ask about it because it's really just depressing. Some of the gimmicks some actors use and some desperate wannabes, hobbyists, non-pros mostly, will go to the length just to stand out somehow. The other folder is inspiring. I bring it out a lot, like monthly in front of a group of actors who gather to be inspired. It is filled with examples of really brilliant marketing ideas. It's stuffed with clever means of getting on the radar of casting directors and agents, managers, otherwise known as buyers. Postcards, cover letters, one-sheets, odd-sized mailers, demo reel packaging, even very stylishly formatted and on-brand resumes fill this file. I love it. It's like looking through the best commercials for a product you need every day when you work in casting and get to flip through these cool marketing ideas well executed. One of my favorite oversized postcards, which I've brought out every time I want to show actors a great idea that they should steal, I mean be inspired by when creating their own marketing materials, of course, is one from Allison Ryan. If you'll Google Bonnie Gillespie cross-pollination, you will get to see this postcard. It's pretty awesome, so I definitely recommend you take a look. I've had this postcard for at least several years. I clearly remember the ad. It's the one with the frantic mom whose kid has gone missing in the park, but all is well because he's been implanted with some sort of chip powered by Duracell or some such. We can all feel safe because the hero mom finds her child thanks to this awesome battery-powered device that I don't fully understand, not being a mom, but that's okay. I'm not the target audience for this product, not being a mom. I am, however, somehow made to feel better about the value of Duracell, which is really the point of a commercial like this for a buyer like me. Well, that's what happens to the consumer in me as I watch this commercial, or rather watched the commercial back in 2008 when it aired. What happens to the casting director in me as I watch this commercial is the line of thought, why the heck don't we have an IMDb for commercials? I would love to find out who this hero mom is. She's great. Of course, back then, we didn't have an IMDb for commercials because that would lead to accurate tracking of airplay in all markets and therefore accurate payments for the work. And God knows, no one wanted to see that happen back then, right? I mean, it's ridiculous that a tool like that didn't exist for casting, for interested fans, and for unions and agents trying to track payments for the actors in the spots for a kajillion years. Of course, these days, we have iSpot.tv to take care of that for us. Thank goodness for post-merger developments on the internet. Anyway, some CDs will put out a notice in breakdown services when they see an actor they need in a commercial, something like memo to the agent representing the hero mom in the Duracell commercial with the missing kid. Please contact me about a project ASAP. I've seen it before. It does happen. We also put word out to our agent friends, do a little Googling. You know, you always have to make yourself findable when you've done a high-profile commercial and you know folks are talking about it but might not necessarily know how to find you if they don't know about iSpot.tv. And then keep an eye out for folks in our thousands of theatrical submissions. I didn't have a specific project for which I thought this actor would be seen right that second, so when the commercial aired, I just noted, well, she's good. I'll keep an eye out for her. Turns out that wasn't necessary. Not too long after the commercial started airing, I received that postcard that you can look at by Googling Bonnie Gillespie cross-pollination from the frantic hero mom herself, Allison Ryan. She cross-pollinated. She took her commercial booking and put herself in front of theatrical casting directors with it. Great thinking, great timing, great branding, great execution. Now, I knew who this actor was, should I need her down the line. More importantly, Allison included on the back of this postcard her theatrical headshot and a very nice note, which meant I would have an immediate recognition of her when that headshot came through on a theatrical breakdown. she could submit that photo, or her agent could, manager could, and I'd say, oh, right, Duracell Hero Mom, because she had sent me the postcard that had connected those two things in my mind. Brilliant. Okay, so if all of this happened in 2008, why am I telling you this now? Well, not too long ago, I was at a small gathering of industry folks, and I saw a young woman who I was almost certain was Allison Ryan. In fact, I even wrote in my notes about the night, I think that's Allison Ryan. I knew her name was Allison, didn't know the spelling, of course, but we didn't talk much. I saw and heard her interacting with others, and she just seemed to have the same vibe that I remembered from that commercial, and then the same first name as the gal who sent the postcard, but I wasn't 100% sure. So later I crossed out in my notes about that night the last name I'd written down. I talked myself out of that having been her. Then came the following week, and I met up with these cool folks again. She and I got to talking a little bit, and I asked if she did any on-camera acting, because we'd been talking about voiceover previously. She said she did, and I insisted, okay, I've got to know your last name. She revealed Ryan. I immediately told her about how her postcard from the Duracell commercial remained one of my favorites in my folder filled with great marketing examples, and she was predictably surprised that I not only remembered the commercial, but that I saw the postcard when it arrived with the bins of other mail that anyone in casting receives regularly, and then held on to the postcard, and then used the postcard as an example of kick-ass marketing when talking to other actors. Turns out Allison had included me on her mailing of that postcard because she knew my name from before she even moved to Los Angeles. She read my columns for Backstage and then at Actors Access from New York since probably 1999 when I started writing weekly columns for Actors. And she kept up with the fact that I had gone into casting and used the fact that she could write a note to me about my writing, of which she's long been a fan, to introduce herself to me now in casting. Brilliant. Remember what I said about keeping a show Bible filled with information about your target audience? This is a great example of someone doing that and finding success in doing so. Now, success because I've cast her in some great low-budget indie that'll play on the festival circuit for the next year? No, not yet. But success because a relationship went from stage one, she knows me but I don't know her, to stage two. Now I've seen her commercial, so I know her work, but I don't know her name, so it's not terribly helpful yet. To stage three, I've gotten her postcard, so now I know her work and her name. To stage four, we've met in person, and now I know she's not a whacker, and we'll definitely call her in the next time there's a role that lines up for her in something I'm casting. Stage five will be that, and hopefully the booking. Look how much closer we are to that now, thanks to her brilliance in doing some cross-pollination. You're always building a fan base. You're in this for the long haul. Build the relationships and don't get so focused on one little thing that you forget the point. It's never the one thing you do. It's all the things you do. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.